This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the website. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Also, we have Skype. You can Skype into the show, get on the air with us that way. You do have to send us a contact request first. You can easily do that by sending that request to the username, lrn.fm. With you in studio, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right. So, boy, there's so much to talk about today. It's hard to really know where to start. Here's a crazy police raid story. We've talked so much in the past about police and how common. Police raids are on people's homes. The SWAT teams were created with the intention of being used in extreme circumstances. The idea being that somebody's got a hostage situation, it's a bank robbery or something like that. Some sort of situation where human life is on the line. That was the idea behind SWAT raids. They've since expanded, as government programs tend to do, growing far beyond their original intentions. They, of course, acquire more weapons and more armor and more vehicles and helicopters, and you know, the police love their boy toys.
The drug war's got to be the biggest use of SWAT teams nowadays, right?
And yeah, it's definitely the drug war for sure, and that has been the major excuse for the expansion of the idea of SWAT and what it can be used for. But it's not always drugs. Sometimes they'll use them to, you know, raid a gambling operation or something like that. So it's gone far afield from the original intentions of only dealing with violent people to just raiding all kinds of people for all manner of ridiculous things. I remember we heard somebody got raided over unpaid college loans. More than one person allegedly has been raided for that. But
wasn't there an unreturned library book?
Sounds believable. I don't recall that story personally, but I'm sure you can dig around and find.
She's either arrested or raided, and I can't remember which.
There's all kinds of ridiculous stories. And, of course, in many of these raids, people's dogs get shot and killed. The cops will sometimes be coming into people's homes in late hours of the morning. You got the situations where people, they're living in a bad neighborhood. They think that it's people that have, you know, they're coming in to rob them or something like that, and they'll shoot, and then there's gunfire traded, and sometimes the cops end up dead, and the person who shot them ends up in prison, and then sometimes the person who's in the house ends up dead, and all of it over drugs.
Police work attracts thrill seekers and the type that want to control others. You know, that's what the police do. They control people, and you don't ever want anybody who likes doing that job. The job doesn't need to be done. We can, you know, we're adults and civilization is advanced enough to where we can deal with each other and we don't need rulers.
Well, I get where you're coming from, Johnny Ray, but there's a point to be made that, you know, in an armed hostage situation, it wouldn't be a bad thing to have some experts who know how to handle a situation like that, right?
Right, but so many people who join the police are like Barry Cooper, who would leave the handcuffs a little loose so that he would get a chance to tackle somebody. So many police officers live for
sure.
That, and if they don't have a good reason to bust down somebody's door and invade their home, then
they'll make one up.
Exactly.
No, I totally understand where you're coming from. It's just that we're probably not going to get to a total voluntary society anytime soon, so just having the existing police stop drug raids I think would go a long way to improving people's safety in their own homes. But
the good has always been the enemy of the perfect in my world.
The absurdity of these raids has now, I don't know if this is the most absurd story I've ever seen, but it's probably in the top five as far as police raids. Stories out of the New York Post. He's been dead for 8 years, but try telling that to the New York Police Department. Cops have barged into James Jordan Sr.'s family home looking for him more than a dozen times since he died in 2006.
I hope he's
like
in an urn on a shelf there at the house.
Prompting his exasperated relatives to finally post his death certificate on the front door. I tell them over and over, James isn't here. He's dead. It's that simple. What's so difficult to understand about that? The Brooklyn security guard's widow, Karen, told the Post on Monday. James Jordan Sr., who died from diabetes at age 46, that's pretty young,
wow,
was last arrested in 1996 for turnstile jumping, said Karen Jordan, who has filed a lawsuit against the city in Brooklyn federal court.
He's a dangerous man. No wonder they're doing the raids.
But cops still routinely ransack the family's Bushwick home on Sumner Avenue, demanding to see him, coming four times this year alone, said Jordan. The widow finally taped his death certificate to the door, saying that
she should have it framed there so that way. I mean, she's going to need this thing in the future. She shouldn't tape it.
I wanted it to be the first thing they saw before they came into my home and flipped it upside down. I can't hide anyone in my apartment. It's not big enough for that. But they keep coming and insisting that he's in my house. Jordan said she's mystified by the NYPD's apparent obsession with her late spouse because he had such a minuscule criminal history. Law enforcement sources said Jordan Sr.
He's at the top of some list, like some way that they have of
organizing.
Sort of organizing their list. Whatever that is, it's obviously not alphabetical.
Maybe they want to send a message to all the turnstile jumpers.
Well, 8 years ago?
No, I like what you're saying, Mark. They've just got this list, and they start it, and they don't finish it, and then they start over again.
Just keep on hitting this poor guy up. She's just lucky her last name is an aardvark.
Jordan said she's mystified by their obsession with her late spouse because she had such a minuscule record. Apparently had three sealed arrests in 1996. And I don't know what it being sealed means. Does that mean that...
He's a terrorist.
Well, wouldn't a sealed arrest mean that it was somehow wiped?
I don't know.
Maybe because if you get arrested, he was 46 in 2006, so he was definitely not under 18 or anything like that. I mean, if you get arrested and then you, for whatever reason, come to some sort of plea agreement where...
Yeah, I guess that could get it sealed, right?
You seal the records. Anyway, so it sounds to me like they weren't that serious. I mean, if it was serious murder or rape or something like that, they probably wouldn't have sealed
them. That wouldn't be sealed.
So, he was a hardworking man. He took care of 8 kids, said the widow. It isn't right for them to be coming after him like this. There's no reason for it. Jordan said the NYPD visits leave their home a wreck. They'll tell me to be quiet or they'll lock me up. So they go through my entire house, turning out drawers, looking in closets, harassing
my
children.
Turning out drawers.
And asking them terrible questions. I'm at my wit's end, she said, adding that she also keeps the death certificate at the ready right next to the door on a dresser. Jordan's son,
how many of these does she have?
James Jr., who's 31, said officers rushed into the apartment in July and arrested him when he told them his name. I told them that my father was gone. They just didn't believe me. When they came in like a riot team. It was like a raid. 6 officers rushed into the apartment and woke me up. Jordan Jr. and a pal were hit with weapons possession charges that were later dropped. Family attorney Ugo Uzo says in the suit he has no other criminal history. My dad's spirit is here, but you can't arrest his spirit. I just want my dad to rest in peace. Even when you're dead, you still get harassed.
God.
The city's law department declined to comment.
Does their Department of Incompetent Boobs, do they have anything to say?
I mean, this is so insane. I'm just shocked by the bureaucratic callousness here. I mean, maybe I shouldn't be shocked that they could be so incompetent to have not taken this man when presented with a death certificate, that they could somehow not take this guy out of the system, whatever crazy system it is that is sending the police to this man's house over and over again. I want to know, are the same officers involved every time? They've been raided 4 times this year.
There are a lot of officers there, so I suspect
not. But who's
not
heading this up? There's got to be some sort of commanding officer that is sending these guys out, or is it just a rogue squad of agents that's decided to harass dead people's families?
No, it's so strange.
So that's all you get. I mean, that's all there is to the story. I presume they're going to be back.
They probably are, unless they hear this show where people are just making fun of them. What's the news source for this?
And the New York Post.
Well, thank goodness it's in the New York Post. That might actually get something done.
I don't know. It's
this
just
poor
shocking
family having to employ this lawyer to protect them in some way. They hired a lawyer.
Just move out of the house, I guess, at this point.
They might have it rent controlled. This is one of the problems with New York City.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can't go someplace else. They have to stay.
More coming up here. Well, you don't have to stay. right? But they just maybe they wouldn't get as good a deal elsewhere, right?
Yes.
More coming up here. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. I don't know if there's any explanation for this madness, just besides bureaucratic insanity.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-535-2965. 1-888-535-2965. That's 1-888-535-2965. 1-888-535-2965.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $12.98.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.46, $6.73 for a half ounce, or $3.36.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.46, $6.73, and $3.36.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything and do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mother's Day is coming up, and coming up fast. But it's not too late for you to get something for her. Or, you know, maybe not your mom, maybe your wife. You want to get her for something.
That's wise.
Yeah, sure. Berries.com.
Frankly, sister who has children, you know, all the female relatives that have, what do they call them, vulviviparous female relatives, you want to get them something.
Here is how you can do it all in one place. Berries.com. Berries.com. You go there and you can order an amazing gift that I'm a huge fan of, this product. It's delicious, mouth-watering, fresh, juicy, big, like huge strawberries coated with chocolate. There's white chocolate, dark chocolate, there's milk chocolate, and they're also coated in chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, as well as nuts. You can get several of these strawberries for just $19.99, over 40% savings from their regular price. You can also double the berries for just $10 more. By clicking the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, you get all these offers and more, by the way. There's plenty of other little combos. Like, you can even get flowers and berries together from Sherry's Berries, which is awesome. So just type in the code FTL when you click the mic in the upper right-hand corner at berries.com. You get those deals, and that's Berries.com. Click the mic. Type in FTL. Get your Mother's Day shopping taken care of. And if your mom's never had Sherry's Berries before, she will likely want to have them again. Because I know if she's anything, you know, like anyone who's ever had these,
I mean, anybody
they
that
love
we've ever
Sherry's
had.
Berries. So berries.com, click the mic in the top right, type in FTL to get the deals. All right, so 855, 450 free. We started with one police raid story about how the police in New York are apparently raiding a couple's home over and over again in search of a man who's dead, despite being shown a death certificate. We go from the absurd to the absurd and outrageous to the scary and outrageous. Johnny Ray, you've got a story.
Yeah, outrageous and horrifying. One killer cop, one black bag job, one terrified wife, the ordeal of Patrice Tooten. Patrice Tooten is convinced that her estranged husband, a soon-to-be disbarred Los Angeles attorney named Mark Tooten, intends to kill her. Her adult son, Jonathan, is convinced that she is right. "I am extremely worried for the safety of my mother, my brother, my sister, and myself," wrote Jonathan in an April 29th letter to the California Bar Association. "I personally have witnessed him beat my family members, abuse drugs, and threaten to kill people. If he has not stopped, then he will kill one of us. It's just a matter of time." Sidebar, I saw a video, they linked to a video in here, of Mark Tooten menacing his wife with a knife.
Oh,
he's,
wow.
Yeah, he's like stabbing her, stabbing her personal effects and ripping up the furniture with a knife, and then he sees her filming and he comes over, he's not happy about it.
Wow. Wow.
Well, so, now wait a minute, this guy's an attorney. Did you tell me off the air he was a prosecutor?
I did tell you that.
Just an attorney.
I told you he was a prosecutor. I'm not sure that that's necessarily the truth, though.
Okay.
He's a disbarred Los Angeles attorney.
Now, as an attorney, shouldn't he know that there's going to be consequences for his actions? I mean, if anybody knows anything about the system, it's got to be an attorney, right? Like, aren't these punitive punishments that defendants are given across the country, aren't they supposed to be effective at stopping crime, at preventing crime? The idea that you'll go to jail, buddy. Isn't that supposed to stop people? Shouldn't a lawyer know better than anyone else about that?
Yeah, well, it's a little different when you're a lawyer because you're in the system. So all the people who are supposed to be taking you down, they're all your friends and your coworkers. So often it just doesn't work out that they pay the same consequences that the rest of us do.
We'll get some more backstory on what's happening there. And where was the location of this?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. All right, let's go first, though, to Richie in Utah. Listening to KZNU in St. George. Hey, Richie.
Hi, how you doing today?
Hey, great. You're on the air.
Now, I was listening to you talk about how the SWAT teams have got out of control. And
yes.
I just wanted to tell a story that happened in up in Clearfield, Utah, about 16 years ago, though. But it's a story that relatively goes with what's going on right now. And it begins with my brother must have did something wrong. I don't know what, you know, for sure, so I won't say. But anyway, a SWAT team came from Clearfield, Utah, and what they did was they shot our family dog. They all came in a big black truck. They got out with SWAT on there. They shot the dog. My sister was sitting on the porch. She was like 14 years old to this day. She's traumatized. She doesn't even know how to relate to this situation. But anyway, They were looking for my brother, and they did all that. My brother wasn't there, hadn't been there for quite a while, and there was about six of my sister's friends and I sitting around the table. They proceeded to check everybody's pockets and empty out everything, saying that they were drinking underage because I had a glass of wine, and I was plenty of age. I was probably like 30 then. So anyway, they didn't charge anybody with anything. Nobody had anything, but they took me to jail, and they took my sister to jail that saw the whole thing. And so when we got home,
how did they take you to jail and not charge you with anything?
That's the thing. I don't know. We still don't know why they took my sister to jail, except for she was very traumatic, having watched the dog get shot by these big black guys come out in their machine guns at the house. But me, I look like my brother a lot. We're very close, but there's got to be, let's see, I think he's 37 and I'm 55.
Okay.
But he looks like, we look alike, you know, kind of. So
yeah.
I don't know if they thought I was there and I was him at the time or what, but I was only there visiting from Minnesota. I live in Utah now, St. George, and I have for 17 years. So they
took you into the police station, and then at what point did they cut you loose?
It was like 12 hours later, and we had told them already that I wasn't my brother, and they never, I don't remember them ever telling my sister why she was detained, but I believe she was hysterical and that they detained her for that, because she, at that 14 years old in age, seeing a large van pull up saying SWAT and seeing guys in black uniforms come out with machine guns, shoot the dog without any questions or without any explanation.
That's traumatizing at any age. I mean, I don't care.
I think that his hysterics is probably the only sane reaction to that.
Now, the dog, I mean, just give me a little more information about this, because we've seen so many videos, so many stories that didn't have video. Was the dog rushing the police? Was it trying to bite at their legs? What was the dog doing prior to being shot to death?
No, the dog is very well trained. I have a dog very similar right now. For instance, it will never go out of this yard ever. Now, it may follow me out to the yard, but it would never go out of the yard. But anything that comes close to the yard, and it's, by the way, it's not a pit bull or a Rottweiler. It's a German Shepherd Collie mix.
Okay.
So it wasn't a threatening dog at all, but it definitely, when things would come around the yard, like a SWAT team or something, would bark relentlessly probably at them.
Well, we can't have that. I'm just going to have to put it out of its life. Hey, thank you, Richie. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm sorry that happened, and thanks for sharing your story tonight. These dog shootings have touched so many lives. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to do that. And don't forget to check out freetalklive.com. ProXPN brings you the phone lines here. It is a global virtual private network. You can get started and get the ProXPN software to protect you online. ProXPN.com/FTL is their website. One of the first things they're going to do is encrypt your data. That's the main function of ProXPN software, to encrypt your data connection both in and out from your computer, so everything that passes through your internet service provider is untouchable, unreadable. The ISP will have no clue what it is that you're doing online when you're using ProXPN. Right now, your internet service provider is likely logging everything that you do, every website you visit, every search term that you enter for up to 5 years. So you can stop that from happening by going to proxpn.com/FTL, downloading the software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices. Linux users, there's some alternative instructions you'll need to get from their support staff, but it's pretty simple to get started with Linux. So you don't get tracked, you don't get spied on with ProXPN. In fact, they do not keep records of your online habits at ProXPN. Plus, with their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth and the ability to select different servers around the world. Plus, you can privately torrent with ProXPN. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL. And remember our discount code when you're ready to sign up for the premium package. The code is FTL20. That saves you 20% off the price of their premium account. And if you buy their annual plan, that breaks the price down to $5 per month, which you can save even more on that annual plan if you pay with Bitcoin. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL20. As we go to Mike, he's in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. More about the psychotic lawyer here in a moment. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Mike. Great. What's on your mind?
Well, just want to let you know about something. I had my windows tint today, finally. I've been waiting, since 2000, year 2000 to have my windows tinted. And when I was living back in New Hampshire.
That's quite a wait.
I'm sorry?
That's quite a wait.
Oh, yeah. I took on a very huge task. And I actually tried to, when I was working for the Liquor Commission in New Hampshire, I was trying to change the New Hampshire window tint law. And currently in New Hampshire, it is illegal to tint anything to the left and right of the driver at all. And yeah. I thought this was very, you know, unjust, and it's like, boy, this isn't fair. And, you know, New Hampshire was one of six states that was not allowed to have anything to the left and right of the driver. But out of those six states, on the back doors and rear window, you could only go 35%. Whereas the other state, you could go as dark as you want. And I said, you know, this is not right. So I said to myself, I'm going to try to go about changing this law. And, of course, this is, you know, before the Free State Project and all that sort of thing. So I decided to write up a letter, and it took me 5.5 years to do a 5-page letter. And I went to one of the representatives who lived in Plymouth, and she said, Mike, you have a very solid case here. And the trick is to getting the Department of Safety to try to actually see it your way. I guess there's this guy named Earl Sweeney, and he's the state, you know how they act.
Oh, yeah. So the Department of Safety is essentially the state police.
That's what they are, yeah.
Yes. Yep. And so basically a few days after I read her the letter, I received an email from her, and she said, Mike, your bill is going to be on the at the legislative office at 10 a.m. on January 17th of 2006. And if you actually go to Google and you type in HB1211 tinted glass, the first hit that will come up will say New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And that is the bill that I tried to get in to change the tint law. And mm-hmm. I got down there and I, you know, read a condensed version of my 10-page letter. And then after I made my, you know, my statement, then Earl Sweeney comes in and, you know, he shuffles in and he said, this is going to be an added danger to our state troopers at nighttime, blah, blah, blah. And one of the women who was sitting on the panel said, Mike said something about the spotlights from cruisers being able to shine through the 35% tinted back doors. And she said, not during the day. And, of course, that was a stupid statement because it didn't make sense. He got up and left, and that was it. And after 5.5 years of trying to change that tint law, a very oppressive law, like most laws are oppressive, I failed. And it was very frustrating. I never wanted to go through something like that again. So
I don't blame you, man. I mean, that's expected when you go into the political process. It's usually going to fail. It takes time. It takes multiple tries and a lot of
cases. Yeah, it really
does.
That's one of the things is that these ideas, in almost every case, I don't know what it's like in around the country, but in New Hampshire, in almost every case, a new bill is going to get shot down. You have to have the fortitude, emotional fortitude to sort of stick with these things over time. And that's why having many activists, like the Free State Project does, is really important. Because when one's tired, as you were, you know, dejected, worn out, sick of it, somebody else can pick up the
yeah, we're not to that point
it.
Yet, Mark. I
but
mean, we're
do.
Still no, we're still pretty early on in this this thing. It's on some issues, like with cannabis. Yeah, somebody else picked
That's
up the ball on that one. But
well, not the one he's talking about. I'd love for people to do this, but not every bill has enough people.
All right, I just don't want to make it. I don't want you to make it sound like if you drop the ball, someone else will pick it up. Not always. It depends on the level of interest in what's happening, and you know, we need thousands more movers here before it's likely that someone will pick up the ball. For instance, Daryl, who's our co-host on Friday nights, he's the one who put forth the bill that proposed to radically make it better for third parties. Right now it's insanely difficult for third parties to get on the ballot in New Hampshire. And his proposal was to make it equal, to make it the same requirements that Republicans and Democrats have to get on the ballot. Of course, you know, the Elections Committee didn't care about that. They voted to take that bill off the table. And
this is a terrible idea. Yeah. We're all Republicans and Democrats.
And, you know, the only people who came out to support Daryl on that were me and I think David Crawford, one of the other another local activist. So, you know, it wasn't like even the libertarians came out to speak. So we're still on a fairly early process here in the Free State Project. There's a lot more organization that needs to happen and a lot more movers. But what did you end up leaving for, Mike? You're now in Oregon.
Well, when it was about, I would say about 2 months after we met at the party up in Lincoln, I had moved because my girlfriend lives out here. And,
okay.
And we met online, and I.
Oh, I know who you are. You're the guy who worked at the liquor store. Mike was the guy who I met at our publicist's party, Mark, and he was telling me that he would let me into his liquor store, considering he'd heard I was banned from every state liquor store. So you moved out for the lady. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's an important thing to do.
I felt so horrible what they did to you guys. Because I saw the Shire choir singing, and then I saw them deliver the notice to you, and I felt so bad. I'm like, you know what? And I had an axe to grind with the Liquor Commission. I mean, I worked, you know, for those guys for 12 and a half years and part time, and I went for 25 interviews to get full time. And, you know, I wanted a life in New Hampshire, they didn't put me on full time, and I'm like, you know, it's time to move on. And one of the things that got me
is it's got to be a really choice assignment and highly sought after, full-time employment with the Liquor Commission.
Yeah. I guess you probably would get some bennies out of that. Mike, you know, hopefully we'll see you back here because that's the kind of energy that we need. And I understand that when you're doing it all alone, it's easy to just expend it all and feel so frustrated by the system. It is a frustrating system. Even here in New Hampshire, you know, it's still unwieldy. It's still slow. It's still plodding and inefficient. But at least there's a chance here. At least you can actually introduce your own piece of legislation. I mean, that would have been impossible in any other state to actually contact a legislator and get them interested in introducing legislation. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, you can't just call up a legislator where you live and talk to them, let alone get them to introduce the language of the bill that you've written. Does that happen in other places? Sure didn't happen in Florida that I knew of. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself.
If you'll call 800-970-6156,
24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send to the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional.
Call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6156. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6156 now.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control here and bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Don't forget about the Free State Project. We were just talking about how different New Hampshire is. One of the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, which is outlined on the Free State Project's website at freestateproject.org, is how accessible the legislature is here. We just had a phone call with a gentleman who spent the time to actually craft legislation that would change the tinting laws here in New Hampshire.
Right, so like back window and side window tinting laws.
Yeah, he actually took the time to write that up, which is something you have to do here in New Hampshire. These state representatives are not lawyers, most of them. They are not full-time. Even though there's a fair amount of hours you do have to put in as a state rep, traveling to Concord and sitting in hearings and things like that, it's not a full-time position. They get paid $100 a year. I mean, these people may have a few issues that are their pet issues that they have submitted legislation on, but many of them are happy to listen to constituents who might agree with them on something, as our co-host Daryl did. He came forward with this bill to change dramatically the election system to allow third parties to get on the ballot easily. He found a state representative who, by the way, wasn't a Free State Project participant, just one of the state representatives who had an interest in changing these election laws, and he presented the proposed legislation to the state rep. State rep looked over it, said he, you know, agreed with it, maybe made a few changes or something.
That was a she.
No, it's a he.
Okay.
And he put it. You're talking about the caller? The caller was a she. I'm talking about Daryl, our co-host. He approached a male state representative about this. He approached multiple, and he found one who was willing to do it. And just like our caller, found one who was willing to submit the window tinting. Now, both of them went down in flames, but the point being that you could actually try it here. You can't do that in another place. In a lot of other places, you can't even talk to these people. You try to call a state representative in Florida, you're going to talk to their secretary or one of their aides. They're going to take a note about what you have to say. Oh, you're against that? Okay, I'll take
that. That's certainly riveting. I've got solitaire to play.
And then that's it. You know, you don't get any interaction with this person until it comes to campaign time. Then the state reps in Florida will make an appearance.
I've had them knock on my door.
They will make an appearance during campaign season. They will, appear to be interested in you at that time of year. But any other time in the 2-year or 4-year window, however long it is down in Florida, they just don't care. But at least here in New Hampshire, you can get an audience with these people. You can, in most cases, call them at their home. When you pull up their information on the state website as to how to contact these folks, they don't have offices in the state house. There are no offices for state representatives. And I don't think senators have them. I'm not positive on that. I don't think they do. The governor has an office.
Senators have at least share a secretary.
Yes.
I don't know whether they have a place to sit. The state reps actually have a secretary?
There's somebody who will answer a phone and forward you to the right place. I think it's probably the same person, but I don't know. Anyway, they get a locker in the state house.
Yeah, that's it.
So no office staff that is theirs exclusively. No space beyond the locker that is theirs exclusively. It's like a whole different world in the legislative system here. But again, it is still a legislative system. It is still frustrating in a lot of different ways, and it is still time-consuming. And it takes a lot of dedication. I mean, the folks who have been trying to change the cannabis laws here have really packed, you know, they put on the hours. They put in the hours on this. They keep submitting legislation over and over again. And year after year, it gains a little bit at a time to the point where the state representatives are now voting for legalization. They're now voting for decriminalization. It's getting held up by the governor and the Senate. So there's still some work to be done, and the Free State Project is the way to get this done. It is the way to achieve liberty in our lifetime. You can go to freestateproject.org and learn about moving to New Hampshire with thousands of other people who love freedom, hopefully just like you do. So again, freestateproject.org, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up here in about a month and a half at this point. It's going to be hitting real soon, June 22nd through the 29th. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, as will some other great shows from LRN.FM. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's not about our show. It's just we happen to be there. It's about getting 1,500 or so people together in the woods, beautiful white mountains of northern New Hampshire. The view is spectacular. The people are awesome. The time is great. It's a full week. June 22nd through the 29th. Lots of great activities. There's a kind of a do-it-yourself theme this year. Mm-hmm. Lots of folks are going to be training you on how to do stuff like build an AR-15, I think is one of the things. You can build your own gun at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's going to be all kinds of family activities going on. Lots of different speeches and presentations, interactive workshops, things like that. So
yeah, New Hampshire this time of year and into Porkfest is heaven on earth.
It's awesome. So you don't want to miss it. Go to porkfest.com. June 22nd through the 29th, we'll be there, and we'll see you there. PORCFEST.com. We have Rusty in Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, howdy.
Welcome.
I guess first-time caller.
Thanks.
Just want to get y'all's kind of point of view. I'm part of the Free State Project. Signed up, plan to move there once the, 5,000 or I think 20,000 hit. But
Okay. Currently...
I got a job, and I got a job with the federal government, and it's bringing some moral dilemmas to me. It's like, well, should I just don't know, just being part of, being kind of liberty mindset. I don't see the value in it, but on the other hand, I got to pay rent. So it brings a bunch of moral questions to mind. I just want to get y'all's point of view on it.
Working for the feds is necessarily a safe bet, not like it used to be. I kind of see it as a sinking ship, so I wouldn't, not just for moral reasons, but for financial, for employment security reasons, I don't think that I would recommend anybody take a job with the feds.
Well, I mean, there's the paycheck that you're going to get next week, which is pretty likely from the feds, right?
Right.
So, I mean, I wouldn't, I think that most people are looking for that next job, and that's what I think you should be doing in that circumstance, is looking for the next job, but it may or may not ever come.
Can it transfer you up to New Hampshire? Would having this position with the federal government actually assist you in getting to New Hampshire sooner rather than later?
Yeah, it would. It would allow me to transfer up there and probably telework or something like that from a location.
Can you tell us what the job is, or you know the field?
It's not like a defense or anything like that. It's kind of a deal with numbers, basically. It's kind of what it is.
Yeah, there are some people that believe in the liberty philosophy that would philosophically say it is completely unacceptable to work for the U.S. government or any other government agency or any organization that uses violence to solve their problems or whatever they might say. I am not one of those people, and I don't think...
Nor am I.
Yeah, I don't think anybody on the show necessarily...
Oh, Johnny Ray might be one of those people.
No, I have to say I'm not. I'm like
That's
you
good.
Guys.
My opinion is that I'd like to have a libertarian in whatever government position there is, rather than somebody who doesn't think about these things, or worse yet, disagrees and is an authoritarian. So I'll take my libertarians where I can get them. Further, I don't think that there's anything wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a government job from a philosophical standpoint. I don't see that point. It's a job. Are you harming somebody when you do it? No? Okay. That's what it is.
If you're not out raiding people and destroying lives, then,
right.
You know.
I think my philosophy of I'd like to have a libertarian in that position falls apart when you're talking about a SWAT team member or a person on a, special forces hit squad. It doesn't really matter who puts the bullet through your head if the bullet goes through your head.
Weeks ago, we were talking about the crossing guard lady and Derek and Derek's victimless crime spree, and I was thinking back then that I had kind of made a rough shuffling of the relative evil of everybody in the world, and if you have to be able to sort of categorize people. Relative to this conversation we're having here, and what I'm getting at is, if you carry a gun for the state, then that's no good, and you deserve all the opprobrium that I'll heap on you. But everything else, as long as you're not menacing someone else, then I'm okay with it. Any other thoughts, Rusty?
Yeah, it's not enforcement or anything like that. I don't go out and tell somebody or fine them or anything like that. It's just in the past that I had worked for a city down here, and one of the and it did help being a libertarian because they tried to push some issues, and I was like, just from this angle, I don't think it would work. I think you're violating some people's rights. And
awesome.
And
we know that we had a guy who called the show for years, TSA George. At one point, he told us that he'd actually looked the other way when people went through with marijuana in their bags, So he's actually in a position like that, as invasive of a position as that is. He was able to help people by not going after them when they came through his line. Hey, thanks for the call, Rusty. Look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire when you get here. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite, probiotic dark chocolate, packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.